Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Friday, October 27th, 2017. Yes, here we are on October 27th, the day that has been circled on gamers' calendars for many months now. Undoubtedly the biggest single video game release date of the year, Super Mario Odyssey on Nintendo Switch, Assassin's Creed Origins across many platforms, and Wolfenstein 2 The New Colossus across many platforms as well, alongside what many gamers consider to be their new favorite TV series, Stranger Things Season 2, hitting on Netflix today as well. So it is just a huge day if you're a geek like I am and you're into fun stuff. Each of these experiences, big, long, engrossing, time-consuming, and desirable, something we want to spend our time on. And it's hard to decide what to do first. I'm sitting here with analysis paralysis myself. I've been playing a bunch of Assassin's Creed Origins and Mario. I'm kind of waiting on Wolfenstein because I played so much of it in pre-launch events. I'm going to wait and play it on my shiny new Xbox One X when it arrives in a week or so. And I'm trying to balance my time between Origins and Mario, but both of those are huge games. What are you guys doing? What are you playing? What are you picking up today? What are you most excited about? I'm curious to find that out. Also, Polygon is running an interesting feature about release dates, about these big video game release dates through history, and asking the question, is October 27, 2017 the biggest video game release date of all time? And they have some interesting comparisons. Most interesting to me, the narrative that I've had in my head this whole time, because I've been covering games a long, long time, is that it's a relatively new thing to have a big release date like this be October. That November, for some reason in my head, November was always the big release month with big release dates. But it doesn't turn out to be accurate. It doesn't turn out actually to be the truth, because most of the dates that they compare to today are also in October. For example, October 25th, 2005 saw Driver 3, Battlefield 2 Modern Combat, Call of Duty 2, Civilization 4, Soul Calibur 3, and Lego Star Wars all come out on the exact same date. That is pretty massive, especially when you consider what a big game Call of Duty 2 was at the time. Civilization 4, huge. Soul Calibur was a massive franchise at that time. That's a pretty big deal. Battlefield 2, Driver 3 was a large, important game as well. And Lego Star Wars has Star Wars in the title. So, I mean, that's a pretty big contender for one single date eclipsing today. And then in 2006, another October date, October 17th, we got Age of Empires 3, Bully from Rockstar, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent, Battlefield 2142, Sid Meier's Railroads, and The Sims 2 Pets expansion. And at that time, The Sims 2 kind of owning the world as far as sales go. So that, you know, that's a pretty impressive single date as well. And both of those mid to late October dates. So in my head, November was the time. And I think that's proven because November 15th, 2011 is an example of a date that included Assassin's Creed Revelations, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition, Rayman Origins for Ubisoft, and Saints Row the Third, and also Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So, pretty big date, November 15th. Now, that's more like what I remember. And honestly, if you were to ask me to compare today to another date in video game history, I probably wouldn't go back nearly as far as this Polygon article has, because 2015 is the year that seems to stick out in my mind for this big perfect storm release date situation. November 10th, 2015 was Fallout 4, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and StarCraft II Legacy of the Void. I remember that very, very well because it gave me the same kind of analysis paralysis that I'm experiencing today with regard to what to play first. Fallout 4 and Rise of the Tomb Raider, both were gigantic, exciting releases. Both of them ended up being on my Game of the Year top five that year. I think Rise of the Tomb Raider became our DLC's Game of the Year. Fallout 4 was my personal Game of the Year. They both came out on the same date. And I was such a huge fan of StarCraft from my youth that I had to pay attention to StarCraft II Legacy of the Void. So all three of those existing on the same day, I think, is the only date in my mind, for my money, that rivals today, October 27, 2017. Either way, though, it's a pretty exciting time to be a gamer. We've got great, great releases all year long. I think 2017 is one of the best years ever, and certainly today's releases are thrilling. They got more to come before the year is out. November's still waiting with big games to drop as well. So I know, I feel like all the energy and excitement is around Mario, and I'm certainly going to be talking about Mario in the days to come here on Newest, Latest, Best, and on my other show, DLC. But I don't want to give short shrift to those other games because it turns out I really dig Assassin's Creed Origins. I'm playing a lot of it, and I talked about it a lot yesterday. But that's not the end of the things to be excited about if you're a gamer today. And that is because as a board gamer, I'm also thrilled that today marks the launch of one of the most anticipated board games of the year, of any year, really. The sequel, now there's sequels in board games, everybody, so get ready for that. The sequel to the number one rated game on Board Game Geek, Pandemic Legacy. Pandemic Legacy Season 2 drops, well, technically, I think it dropped yesterday, but let's say today, because that makes for a better narrative, right? The same day as all these other crazy releases, Pandemic Legacy Season 2. Now, if you're not familiar with Pandemic Legacy, you should be if you're a board gamer. Certainly, you should be familiar with Pandemic. Pandemic, one of the great cooperative board games of all time. Cooperative meaning everybody playing it is not playing against one another. No, they're playing against the game itself. The game has certain rules that go into effect on every turn. You have to activate certain things that can lead you closer to losing the game. And your job is to mitigate those factors all the while trying to save the world from a global pandemic outbreak. So you and your friends play as characters jet-setting around the world, scientists trying to find cures for various diseases that threaten to eradicate human life on our planet. It's a really, really fun game. It's frenetic and crazy and not easy to win, but a fun, fun game to play with friends. Pandemic Legacy brought the legacy concept, Rob Davio's legacy concept that he originated in Risk Legacy, this idea that the game actually evolves as you play it. So you have game after game, and the effects that happen inside one game resonate in all future playthroughs of that game. You can name certain things, you can affect the board, you'll tear up cards or open packs of new cards or pieces, and the game itself changes. And in fact, Pandemic Legacy, the first season of Pandemic Legacy, told a story. It was actually structured like the first season of a TV series. So if you thought a big 60-hour Assassin's Creed game and a gigantic new open-world Mario game and a, you know, 10 to 12-hour Wolfenstein game and 10 hours of Stranger Things Season 2 wasn't enough time to invest, how about 10 to 12 playthroughs of Pandemic Legacy all sitting waiting for you today as well? Because Pandemic Legacy Season 2 continues the story. It's a new season of the story, and they're approaching it very much like seasons of a TV series. So the characters and events that happened in your world over the course of season one has kind of come to a close, and you start season two and affect the world in new, interesting ways that carry through from playthrough to playthrough. Pandemic Legacy is one of the great experiences I've had on a tabletop. It's so fun, especially if you find a group of players to play through the entire season with, so you have this persistent storyline that's going through of your experiences, and each of you has had a chance to name certain things and affect certain things and set strategies in motion in one game that will bear fruit 2, 3, 4 games down the road. It's really, really cool. And the experience of popping open a new pack of cards or uncovering a new rule that you physically get to add into the rule book using stickers, that is just an incredibly fun moment to go, oh my gosh, the game is now this? It wasn't even this before, and now it's this? It has actually changed. The goals of the game have changed. The situations, the storytelling in the game, now we're doing this? Oh my God. That is an intoxicating experience to do on a tabletop with physical pieces. And now season 2 is here, and I have no idea what it has in store. I'm so curious how they one-up themselves from season 1, because season 1 was such an incredible surprise and a wonderful, wonderful three-act structure. How are they going to bring something new to the table, literally, with Pandemic Legacy season 2? Yet another game that's coming out today. But that's not all. You know, every Monday I run down the big notable releases in the video game world of the week, and I pride myself on trying to get everything that is worth taking a look at. But I'm pleased to say that you guys have my back, because it seems like this week I may have missed one, and listener Scott wanted to make sure it didn't slip through the cracks. So here's Scott letting you know about a game that actually came out this Tuesday and you should be aware of.
Scott from SoCal here. Just wanted to mention a game that was missed, Jeff, for Tuesday the 24th. Its name is Chaos Child, with a semicolon in between Chaos and Child. This is a visual novel from Japan in the Science Adventure series of visual novels. People will most recognize a previous title called Steins Gate. Anime fans and visual novel fans are pretty happy with that one. It has really great writing, so anyone who likes that should look forward to that release. It's coming to PS4 and Vita.